Begin the current daf, Maseches Becharis, daf Yud Zayin. Begin 11 lines down for the top of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues explaining the halacha from a Mishnah, which a Mishnah then went to a halacha that we discussed in the previous daf regarding Rachel Sheyolda Min Eiz V'chulu, the halacha known as Nidme, which is that if a sheep gives birth to somebody that looks like a goat, or a goat gives birth to somebody that looks like a sheep, so that the Mishnah said, then it's going to be Peturim in the Becharis. Then it's going to be exempt from the laws of the firstborn. However, v'miyesh b'miktzis manim, but if partially looks like the signs of its mother, then it will be considered like that of its mother, and then be obligated in the laws of b'char of the firstborn. Now, relating to this halacha, asr Rav Oishim min Arda. Rav Oishim min Arda came, v'aisim asnidu b'yodei, brought the following vague b'raisa, that said as follows, Rachel bas eiz, if there's a sheep that's the daughter of a goat, or v'eiz bas Rachel, or goat that's the daughter of a sheep, this halacha of nidma, which it appears like a different type, so Rameyer says it's obligated. Macham Paiten, the sages say it's exempt. So that was the brisa he brought. So Amli Rav Hoysha l'Rabba, Rav Hoysha said to Rabba, Ki Aili l'kamed Rav Huna, when you go in front of Rav Huna, Baimene, ask him, Rameyer Mechayiv l'may, what was this halacha of Nidma? The Rameyer says that there's going to be an obligation. For what halacha are we talking about? As he goes through the options. Ilim l'b'chayri, if you think it's, which is relating back to halacha by Mishnah, to the laws of the firstborn, on that, he asked, Velesli Rameyer, does Rameyer not hold, which this was the drush we brought in the previous stuff, which was explained in the halacha of our Mishnah. It says in the Pasuk regarding the laws of the firstborn, Ach b'charshar, however, the firstborn of the ox, that then there's the obligation of giving that as a matana to the kain, which teaches us, why does it say b'charshar and b'char, all those that it says, that it's achihe hushar b'charshar, that tells us that the parent has to be an ox and the firstborn has to be an ox, which is, not that it looks like a different type of a creature. So obviously, everyone agrees to that drasha that Nidma is going to be Pater. How could your mayor say that Nalach would be Yechayef? So obviously, he's not talking about the laws of firstborn. Okay, so Elorishis Hagez. He's talking about for the laws of the shearings of the wool every time that there's the wool being shorn. And that Rameyer is saying that even if it's a Nidma, there's going to be a halacha of Rishis Hagez. On that he asked, V'lesli ha'de t'hanu b'yishmol, but doesn't he hold to the teaching of the Braisa b'yishmol? Where his teaching was, Kvasim shet simran kasha, regarding sheep, that the wool is hard. Peturid mirisha sakes, that's exempt from the laws of giving those shearings of wool to the kayin. Why? Because Shanemet said the pasuk in Eve, U'migez kvasa yishanam. And for the shearings of my sheep, it warms up. Obviously, you see from that pasuk, that to be considered gaze, shearings, it has to be the type of wool that warms a person up. But if it doesn't warm a person up, it's not called gaze. And therefore, if it's hard wool, that's not going to warm a person up, it's not fluffy, then it's not going to be considered in the halacha b'rishis a gaze. Now, one of the cases that was discussed here in this braisa was eiz bas rachel, if it's the goat that's the daughter of a sheep. Now, goats, their wool is hard. And therefore, everyone would agree that it's going to be exempt from Rishis HaGeis. So how could your mayor say that would be Chayiv? So he went to Rav Huna. Rav Huna said to him, Nechzi Anan. He says, let's see. Hachma Yiskinan, you know what is talking over here in this Braisa? Berachil Sheyolda Min Eiz. Yeah, that was indicated in the Braisa. We're talking about a sheep that gave birth to a species that looks like a goat. V'aviv Tiyash. The father was a goat. So although the mother was a sheep and gave birth to a goat, the father was a goat. And ubachishin lazera ha'av, and it's regarding do we consider the seed, the patrilineal descent of the father, le'inyin eisives b'neikimifiki. In regards to the laws of prohibition of slaughtering a parent and a child on the same day, that's the machlekes, could you slaughter the father and the child on the same day? The Rameyers are Rameyer held, chayshin lazera ha'av, that we concerned for the seed of the father. Regarding to this halacha, that therefore Rameyer says that if you're going to slaughter the father and the daughter on the same day, you're going to be chayiv, since it appears like the father. So in the case of when I'm saying that a sheep gave birth to a goat, that he says you're going to be chayiv for what? Chayiv to slaughter the father who's a goat with the child who's a goat, because yeah, we consider the seed of the father and they're considered, it's apparent in the child on the same day. But the Rabbanan Sarvei in Chayish L'Zarab, the Rabbanan said, no, we're not concerned, we don't consider at all the seed of the father. And therefore, when you have a goat that's the daughter of a sheep, you could slaughter the father and the child in the same day because we don't consider him a father. We only look at the mother-daughter, mother-child relationship, and therefore, Eisev is Benoi would only include the mother and the child. And therefore, the Rabban say, you're going to be putter in this case of when the mother is one type and the child is a different type, with the father, it's not going to be a problem. That interpretation, he's achi, so he says, if that's the case, so then liflagu b'cheshin lazera av b'alma, then their machlik is Rameir and their Rabbanan should have been in general regarding, do we consider the seed of the father in regards to the laws of Esav as Benoi, but plukta the Chanan Rabbanan, which is the machlik is Chanan Rabbanan in Masechtos Chulnaf Ayin Chesam Abeis, where, forget about Nidma, where we're having that mixed breeds, the father is one type, the mother is another type, and the child's like the father, not like the mother, and you're saying that's their machlik is, if that's their machlik is, just say in a regular case, father, mother, same species, child, same species, Are you liable if you slaughter the father and the child on the same day? Chanan says you're going to be chayim, Chama says you're going to be pater. Then that's what they should have argued about. Why should they have said this case? So when the mother's one type, the child's a different type, and then you're explaining the father's the type of the child, and then the machlik is regarding slaughtering the father and the child on the same day, why say that complicated case? Just say it's the machlik is chanan rabban. Sailor Rather says, Gemara, you're right. La'ilam le'bechayra, which this relates back to Allah Chavah Mishnah. Truth is, we're discussing the laws of the firstborn. Now, we can't be talking about, however, the way the simple translation is, because we said, everyone agrees to Allah Chavah Mishnah, says, Ach B'chayr Shar, which excludes that of a Nidma, which appears differently than the mother, Howard Rameir says, Yichayv. Says the Gemara, V'chayr Maizkin, what are we talking about over here in this Braisa, is Baruchel Bas Rochel Bas Eis. There is another element over here. It's really a sheep that's the daughter of a sheep, that's the daughter of a goat. So too, the case of when we said that it's Eiz Bas Rachel, the goat, the daughter of a sheep. It's not really goat, the daughter of a sheep. It's a goat, the daughter of a goat, who that mother goat is the daughter of a sheep. What's the machlekes? Mar Sabr Zil Basar Eme. Meir held that you go after the mother. V'haylav Nidmahus, and therefore this sheep is not a Nidma that it appears differently than the mother. It actually looks just like the mother. Mar Sabr Zil Basar Eme De Eme. But the Rabbanan says, no, you have to go after the mother's mother. And therefore, v'hay nidmahu, here it is a nidma, it appears differently because the grandmother is a different type of a species, and therefore that would still be an invalidation for the grandchild for the laws of Bukhar and would not be obligated in the laws of Bukhar. That's one interpretation. Or v'ibayisim, if you want, you could say a different interpretation. Barachel bas eiz bas rachel. What we're talking about over here is that it's a sheep, the daughter of a goat, the daughter of a sheep. The grandmother is a sheep and the grandchild is a sheep. And as Rashi explains, it's not two different cases. It's actually one case. When we said Berachel Bas Eiz, and then we said Eiz Bas Rachel, what we meant to say was Rachel Bas Eiz, and that Eiz, the mother, is the Eiz Bas Rachel. So what's the machlekes? Mar Sabr Meir says that you're chayiv, he says that you're obligated to give this firstborn to the Kayan, because he was saying, Chazru Seyis L'mukayman. What happens is that the sheep element, which is the halacha, is when it's a seb, goes back to its element, meaning to say, it's not a nidma, because although it doesn't look like its mother, but it's because it's getting back what its original status was, which is that as we see by its grandmother. And therefore, Rashi just says, so although the words in the Braisa are Rachel Bas Eiz, which Rachel is the female, it's not necessarily really Rachel, the female sheep, because we're talking about the laws of Bukhar, where we explain the Raisa, and that only plays by the male. Well, it means say Min Rachel, the type, the species of the sheep, but we're talking about the male one. And that's where Meir says you're going to be Chayiv. The Rabban says, no, it's not going back. It's not like its mother, and therefore it's going to be Nidma, although it's like its grandmother. That's not going to validate it, and therefore it's going to be exempt from the laws of Bukhar. Another interpretation of Hashem, he says, Kagan Shiesh by Mixa Simanim. What we're talking about over here is, yeah, it is like the Bryce was saying, it is the halach of Nidma. So then, if it's the halach of Nidma, so then why is Rameh says Yechayiv and Rabban say going to be Pater? Is because Kagan Shesh by Mixa Samanim. Like our Mishnah said, even though it's Nidma, it looks like a different type of a species, but if it has some similarities to the mother, then it actually is Chayiv Nebuchadnezzar. So then, Amal Chacham, so who's this age to say you're going to be Pater? It's Reb Shimon. The Amal that he says, as we learned in the previous daf, he says, Mixa Simon is not sufficient. It has to have a greater level of comparison to the mother. It has to be the head and the majority of its body similar to the mother. And therefore, since it's only Mixa Simon, therefore it's going to be considered Nidma, going to be Pater, whereas Rameir is like the town of a Mishnah that holds it going to be Chayv. Related to this discussion, Omer B'yechan, and he says, Maid Rameir. And that is, although Rameir, as we pointed out just before, holds regarding the laws of the firstborn, he says, Chazir Seis L'Mukayim, according to one of the interpretations we mentioned, that he says that, okay, it goes back to a previous status, although, let's say, in the previous, one of the parents, or grandparent, or parent, was one way, and it's not like that, but we say it could go back, let's say, to that of the grandparent. We say, okay, that's going to be valid enough to consider it a say, and then not a problem of Nidma. But Rameir would agree, Besar Shel Reish Chedesh. regarding the he goat that's brought as a carbon on Rosh Chodesh, the Be'inun ben Se'ira, that then it has to be the son of a she-goat, meaning to say that has to be pure descent of goats going all the way back from Sheish Mebereshish when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So although in other contexts, as we brought in the laws of Bukhari, he says, okay, it's good enough if, let's say, the grandparent was, although it's not like the parent. And this halacha, he holds, has to be pure, has to be, like what one would say, ben achar ben, has to be totally goats going all the way through. And again, if, let's say, one parent wasn't. My time, what's the reason? Because Amakra, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar regarding the Sar Versh Chaydish, it says Echad, one. Now, it's saying in the singular, why does it have to say one? Because HaMeyuchad Uba Meshesh Mebreisha has to be distinct, and that which is coming from the 6 days of creation has to be pure descent from the goat family. Now, that is the Gemara of HaMahachanaf, because that really, we know this halacha of the Sar Versh Chaydish, that it has to be pure descent, and it can't be a nidma. But Mahasam Nafk, we learn that from a different source, that in Vayiku, when they're talking about by old kach and by old karbanas, it says shayr echesev, an ox or a sheep. Now, why does it say shayr echesev? Oi, is that or is telling you pratla klaim, excluding if it's a mixed breed. And when it says oi eis, and then or a goat, is pratla nidma, excluding if it appears like a different species. So that's where you know it from. So it's like, well, no, it's richio. No, we needed both sources. Because the email hasam, have you only learned it out from here, from the general category of kachim, excluding nidma? Havamina, I would have said, that's only when you're not going down to future generations, meaning greater the antecedents. In other words, where, let's say, it's not a nidma for its mother's mother. It's only a nidma for its mother. So then you're saying, that's going to be a nidma, because it's not similar to the mother. Aval hecha denaches as the bachads on the gears of ludari, but when you're going already higher up generations, let's say for its mother, it's not a nidma, because it's similar to the mother. It's only, however, regarding its mother's mother that it is a nidma. So then emaloi, so then I would say that not, that wouldn't be a problem. That's why we need for the server shchedish echad, that no, it's even though it's not your classic nidma, like by kachim, where it's just like its mother, and therefore it should be okay. No, here by the Sarish Chaydish has to be Miyuchim Mesheser Meirishis, has to be not only like its mother, but even its mother's mother, and so on and so forth, going back all the way from those created by the beginning of creation. Now, the Imahacha, and also if we had only the source over here, had we only had the Pasuk of Echad, and it wouldn't have said Oy Eiz, then Havimina, then I would have said, oh, Sahana Mili, when did we say that Nidma is a psul, like Abba Karban Chayva? That's by obligatory karbanis, like the Sar of the Musav Rav Rish Chaydish, which is the obligatory carbon. Avnadav Aloi, but regarding donated karbanis, I would say it's not a problem, that actually would be kosher. Now, actually, this that we're saying, we're specifying the Sar Rish Chaydish, the truth is actually the same thing would apply to the Sar Vergolim, the he goats that are brought on the Yom Tovim, because there it also says Echad. It's just the first one that's mentioned is that Rosh Chodesh. We mentioned that one, but again, I would think it's only by Karbanis Chayv, not by Nedava. So therefore, we needed to say it by both sources to say that by Karbanis a Nidma is going to be a Psul, has to be like its mother. Okay, we didn't talk about its mother's mother. So Rosh Chodesh says Echad to say, and by the Regalim there has to be pure. It has to be not only like its mother, but its mother's mother, and so on and so forth. Now the Gemara continues on this theme. That we said, although in the laws of Bukhari, Reb Meir had said, okay, it's okay if, let's say, it's not like its mother, but it's like its mother's mother, or like its mother and not like its mother's mother, like different interpretation that we had. But we said, for certain halachas, it has to be pure descent. So too, Amr Bacha Bar Yaakov, he says, Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees, the Ein Likin Al Tzamre, that there's not going to be any lashes regarding the wool of this sheep that we said it's not distinct, that it would, from old generations, that it was, its parents were a seh, could be a grandmother or something was different. So although Reb Meir said for like Bukhari it could be okay, but everyone agrees regarding its wool that one would not get lashes mishum klayim because of the prohibition. If let's say one's mixing that wool with linen, everyone agrees that one would not get that prohibition. Why? Because Shneimer the pasuk says in Devarim leisilba shatnas. One's not allowed to wear what's called shatnas, which the pasuk says that's tzemer pishlam yachdav. You're not allowed to wear a mixture of wool and linen together. Now the pasuk is making a comparison wool to the linen. Now, ma pishtun shloi nishtana, just like linen doesn't change, it's always from the same flax plant, av tzemer shloi nishtana. So too wool has to be that it never changed. But if one of its parents wore different, then it changed. It wasn't pure seh, that wouldn't qualify for the halacha of tzemer pishtun. Therefore, one would not get lashes for the violation of klaim. Similarly, Imra Papa says, Hakom moedim shet tzemer pasal etchel. Someone agrees the wool of that type of seh, again, that Remeir holds is considered good seh for Bechayr, would not be qualified for the wool that's used for the blue strings on the tzitzis the fringes of the garment. Why? Kashanema, that same pasuk we brought says Leisilba Shatnas, you're not allowed to wear Shatnas. And the next pasuk continues, which is in its proximity, is Gedilim Taslach, that you should make tzitzis strings, fringes for yourself. So we learn now, Ma Peshn Shlo Nishtana, it's comparing it to the laws of climate, just like the linen is not different. Avtzema Shlo Nishtana, also the wool is not different, and therefore, just like that wool for climate also applies to the laws of tzitzis, that the strings are made out of wool, that it cannot have been changed, and this set did deviate, and therefore wouldn't qualify for the tzitzis strings. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, similarly, he says, Hakol Ma'id, everyone agrees, She'ein Samri Matam Madagam, that the wool of this type of set would not contaminate with the laws of a nega. Shnei, because the pasuk says in Meyikra, it says regarding tumas of the goyim, it says it applies by beged tzemer in the woolen garment, or by beged pishtim or in the linen garment. Here too, the pasuk is equating them. Ma pishtim shlein nishtana, just like linen didn't change, av tzemer shlein nishtana, also wool didn't change, and in this case it changed, and therefore wouldn't qualify for the tumah of the goyim. Now Amar Rav Ashi says af anu noyim. He says we could say a similar type of a drasha based on the pasuk putting two things together and its comparison in a similar type of way. Says the following halacha we could say. Hidla ha-gefen al-gabi te'ena. If someone overhangs a grapevine over a fig tree, yenei pasul nesachim. The wine from that grapevine will be invalidated for the nesachim libations, the pouring of the wine on the mizbeach. My type, what's the reason? It says, look, because the pasuk in the Yikra, when it talks about the karbanas, says, zevech u'nesachim, the carbon and its libations. Oh, so let's compare them. Ma zevech shaloi nishtana, just like the carbon didn't change, because as we pointed out before, everyone agrees, nidma, if it's not like its mother, is possible to be a carbon. So it cannot change. Sav nesachim shaloi nishtana, so then the libations cannot change. And here it changed because it got mixed with the fig tree. And therefore, that's going to be the validation. Now, on that mask of the Ravina asked, wait a second, if that's the case, because you're saying that you hung the grapevine over a fig tree, you're saying that's considered a deviation from the grapes, and therefore it's invalid. Well then, hidla pishna gabi higa. If someone hangs a flax plant over thorn bushes, hachanam de lishtana, is that also going to be a deviation, the change in the flax? Just like you're saying with the grapevine over the fig tree? And imkain, if that's the case, then lemitzisama, then you can't say what we've been saying all along by all these interpretations. Ma pishn shlo nishtana, we were saying, oh, just like flax doesn't change, linen doesn't change, so too wool and all these halachas. What do you mean? Da pishn na mishtana, what are you talking about? Linen could change, it could be deviated, and therefore, what are you saying in comparing that wool can't be because linen can't be, but linen could be? And Adam Malay said to him, no, it's not true, because Zeh, this halacha that I'm saying regarding the wine of that grapevine that's hanging over the fig tree, nishtana reichai, the aroma of that wine changes because it was affected by hanging over the fig tree. And therefore that's considered deviation that would be invalidated because not similar to the zevach and the sachem, because the zevach cannot have a deviation. V'zel nishtana reichai, but here by the linen, by the flax plant, yeah, even though you hang it over the thorn bush, it's not going to change any smell, any odor or aroma, and therefore that's not going to be considered deviation, and therefore we said there's nothing you can ever change in the flax plant, and therefore all the interpretations we said previously are correct, that when you compare tzemer to that pishtim, it's that the tzemer cannot have any deviations in that wool. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the halachas of our parak and these following parakim regarding the laws of the firstborn of a kosher animal. So says the Mishnah, Rachel Shalei Bichra, okay, a sheep that never yet had a child. The Yoldish Nezacharim, and then when it's having its first birth, it gave birth to two males. Now, moreover, the Yachish Nezacharim Ke'achas, both heads came out at the same time from the womb. So, Busik Liliam, he says, Shnei and Lekain. Both of them are considered the firstborn animals, and both of them go to the Kain, as the laws of the Bechar. Shemak says in the Pasuk in Shemais, Hazacharim Lashem. It says in the plural, the males go to Hashem, which sounds like even two, and therefore both go to the Kain. Now, Vachomayim, the sages say, they disagree. They say, no, E.F. Shalit Samson. You can't not be precise that literally both heads came out at the same time. Rather, obviously, one of them came out first. We just don't know which one it is. And therefore, the halacha is, Ela Echad Loi, one goes to the owner, Ve'ech Lekayim, one goes to the Kayim. Because only one of them was the Bechar. Can't be literally both of them was the same exact moment. And we just don't know which one. But one goes to the Kayim, one goes to him. Now, on that interpretation, Reb Tafrinaim, he says, okay, so which one goes to the Kayin? He says, HaKayin Bayer Lo Yasa Yafa. The Kayin gets to select the better of the two. And the Gemara will explain the reason for where he's coming from. Reb Akiva, I mean, he says, Mishamna Bineim, that the fat is between them, which the Gemara is going to explain what that means to say is that the Kayin takes the lesser one, and that's the fat of the better one is what's going to be different between the Kayin and the owner. Vasheni, and the second one, which is left over for the Yisrael owner, Yira Atshi Yistav has to grieve until it develops a blemish, and only then can the owner eat that one, which he's holding on to, because ultimately it's a doubt which one is the firstborn one. So therefore he can't slaughter it unblemished, because it might be have Kedushas Bechar, which then has to be brought as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, regarding the one of the Kayin, then we don't have to say that it also has to graze until it develops a blemish, because obviously you're not going to slaughter it until it develops a blemish, because we're talking about, says Rashi, Bezman Hazeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Or actually Rashi says, you could even say it's talking about at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And the truth is, the one that's given to the Kayin is also not fit to be brought as a carbon, because it's also doubtful if that's the one that's the Bechar. We don't know which one. He just gets one, he gets one. Now, and the reason why that would be a problem is because you have to be concerned that maybe it's really unconsecrated, because it's not really Bechar, and being brought into the Azar, which is not allowed. So therefore, the Kayin also has to graze until it develops a blemish, and then eaten in a blemished state. However, so why then did the Mishnah specify specifically Hasheni Yirat Sheistayim, that of the Yisrael, she grazes until it develops a blemish, and not talk about both of them, the coins also? Is actually because the next line of the Mishnah on Amud Beis wants to say that regarding that of the Yisrael's, one that he's holding on to, is that it's Chai B'matanis. You still have to give the Kana gifts when you slaughter a regular chulin animal. And that's only applicable and pertinent to that of the Yisrael, because regards to the one that's given to the Kayin, that's going to always be exempt from the Matnas Kuhuna, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that the Kohen never has to give Matnas Kuhuna. And therefore, we said the entire halacha of the Mishnah regarding the Yisrael, but the truth is you're right, regarding that of the Kohen, he also has the halacha of Yir Atchistav, Yechab Mumma, because his is also a doubtful Bukhar, and therefore wouldn't be able to be brought as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, as the Mishnah continues in the Beis, V'chayv B'matanis, as we said, this one of the Yisrael, that when he slaughters it, he has to give the Zeraim, the Chayim, and the Keva to the Kohen. Now this is not a continuation of Rabbi Akiva's statement, this is a Stam Mishnah, this is the anonymous halacha of the Tana of the Mishnah. But Rabbi Si Paiter, and he says, no, there's no obligation for the one that the Yisrael is holding on to, which we're not sure, is it a Bechar or is it not the Bechar one, but he gets one, the Kohen gets one, and when you slaughter, he says he doesn't have to give the Kohen, gives, and the Gemara can explain the reason for his opinion. Now, so we said that according to the opinion of the Chacham, Tavern Rabbi Akiva, you have to give one to the Kohen and one to the Yisrael, because they hold Nalik Rabbi Yitzchak Lili. If Shalit Samson, the Shul didn't come out at the same time, we just don't know which one. Okay, it's a machlikas regarding which one goes to the Kohen, which one goes to Yisrael, but they split it. Now, what's if Meis Echad Mehen? Says the Mishnah, what's if, let's say, one of them dies? Now you're left with one. What do you do with that one? Shem Tavan Nami Echleiku. He says that you divide it. Now, as Rashi points out, as the Gemara will explain, Tavan's retracting what he said before, as the Gemara is going to explain. Because, based on what he said before, so he says the better one goes to the Kohen, the lesser one goes to Yisrael. So whichever one died, you'll know if the better one died, it's the Kohen's loss, the less one is the Yisrael's loss. What are you saying dividing? Rather, it's because he actually holds that you're right. Even when both are alive, the halacha is not that the better one goes to the Kohen. It's that they evaluate the values of the two sheep, and you evaluate how much is the more expensive one more in value than the other one, and then they split that extra monies, because actually both of them equally divide the two of them. And therefore, he's saying the halacha over here, when one of them dies, so then they're going to split the living one, because yes, they always split those two, and now when there's one left, so they're going to split that one. Now, Rabbi Akiva says, no, hamoitzi mechaver, olav araya. Someone that wants to take away from his friend, he has the onus of the proof. When they're both there, we know one goes to the Kohen, one goes to Yisrael. We don't know which one. Okay, so then we give, let's say we said the lesser one to the Kohen, according to Rabbi Akiva. But now that when there's only one left, we don't know. Maybe the Bechar is the one that died. And therefore the Kohen has to bring the proof because he wants to collect from the owner. And therefore the owner gets to keep that one, according to Rabbi Akiva. Now, Zach and the Keva, let's say this sheep that never gave birth now gives birth to a male and a female. And that says the Mishnah, in kan l'kohen klom, here the Kohen doesn't get anything. Because maybe the female is the one that came out first, and there is no Bechar, and Hamoitzi Mechaver Olav Araya. Now, here, actually, even Reb Tarfon would agree that it's going to be Hamoitzi Mechaver Olav Araya. In the previous halacha, that he didn't say, like Reb Akiva, Hamoitzi Mechaver Olav Araya, and he says that you divided, because, like we said, that when both were alive, for sure one of them is going to go to the Kohen. So now that one of them died, okay, maybe it's the Yisraels who died, we don't know, and therefore we're going to keep it that the halachic division from when there was two in that one that there is here to now. But in this situation, this case, when the Zach and the Keva, he has much less power because maybe there was no halacha Bukhara at all because maybe the female came out first. So therefore, yeah, Reb Tam would agree how mitzvah mechaber l'varaya. However, the halacha is still that although the Yisrael gets to hold on to these two animals, but he has to let that male graze until it develops a blemish, and then eat it because ultimately it's a suffix. Maybe the male was the first, and maybe it is a bechor, and therefore he would have to be yirat sheistav and then yechel b'mumen. Now the Gemara asks the following halacha relating to this machlokes in our Mishnah. I'm in the Beir Biyanai. They said in the Shiva Beir Biyanai that the Birsei Glili Shamin Le Da'amar, in the halacha of the Mishnah we learned from Birsei Glili, that he said that Efshel Tzamtze B'dei Shemayim, that even something happens by itself, so to speak, by heaven, like the birth, that even though no one's being particular, that it's possible things to be exact, that he says both heads could be coming out the same second from the womb, and therefore he holds that both are going to go to the Kohen. Now, V'koshkim B'dei Adam, that for sure, when there's a human intervention, when they're trying to be precise in any type of measurement or any type of thing, that for sure he would hold that, okay, if things could happen at the same time, for sure people could manipulate for things to be exact. Now, but for Rabbanan, we learned their halacha in the Mishnah, that B'dei Shemayim E'ef Shlo Tzamzim, says something by heaven, something that just happens, it's not going to be exactly the same. We said one head's coming out a nanosecond before the other one. Now, but the question is, B'dei Adam, regarding when people are intending and trying to be precise and measuring exactly. Maya, what's the halacha? B'dei Adam, would we say Efshel Tzamtzum, that it could be exact, or maybe not? So says the Gemara, Tashma, it's being arrived from Mishnah Masechtas Midos. The Mishnah there, the Masechtas there is talking about the measurements of everything in the base of Mikdash. So one of the things is regarding the Mizbeach, that there was a chutzal sikra chaygre. There was a red string that was wrapped around the mizbeach, the altar, be'emtza, in the middle of its height, meaning halfway up. The reason for this string was lahavdil bein dam elyonim ubein dam hatachtonim, to separate between the upper bloods and the lower bloods, depending on the type of a carbon. Oil, chatas, bird, animal. Some bloods were thrown specifically only on the upper part, and some were specifically thrown only on the lower part. And therefore, they had this red string to divide to know what's upper, what's lower. Now that says the Gemara V'i Amar, and if you say E'ef Shel Tzamtzum B'dei Adam, that Rabban hold that you can't be exact even by human manipulation, by human involvement. Humans don't get it exactly, just like B'dei Shemayim. So then what's going to come out is as follows. Zimnin de Kayov Elyon, then it could come out that sometimes the blood that is supposed to be thrown above the middle part of the Mizbeach, you might be actually putting it Lamata, beneath the half of the Mizbeach. Why? Because maybe when those who made the string, maybe they, like we said, the E'ef Shel Tzamtzum, maybe they weren't exact, they weren't so precise, and maybe they made the string a little bit below the midpoint of the Mizbeach. Now, the problem that's going to be then is that when someone's trying to put the upper bloods and he's going to put it right above the string, problem is that string really might be beneath midpoint. Now, when this person is putting the blood right on top of that, it's going to be on the lower half of the Mizbeach. And so too, the problem the other way, v'tachtoim lamala. Sometimes you're going to be placing the lower bloods above, because maybe when they put the string, they put it above midpoint. And now when he's putting it below, it's actually still above midpoint. So then you're going to have this problem. If you say E'ef Shel Tzamtzum B'dei Adam, then you run into this halachic problem. Obviously, we hold E'ef Shel Tzamtzum B'dei Adam. Says the Gemara, no, truthfully, we could say, you're right, maybe E'ef Shel Tzamtzum, you cannot be exacting even by human intervention. But here what we're talking about, why isn't it a problem that's going to end up coming out in this halacha, is because we're talking about demarvech bapurta. What they did was that when they made the string that wrapped around the midpoint of the mizbeach, they made the string very wide. So therefore, once they measured and they got, oh, what's the midpoint? They made the string go a little bit higher on the top and a little bit lower on the bottom. So therefore, either way, when you're throwing beneath it, it's for sure going to be on the bottom half of the mizbeach. And when you're doing above that string, it's going to be above the midpoint, because there's no doubt that they made it very wide, that string that no one's throwing on that place itself, and therefore it's for sure going to be above when it's supposed to be above and below, even if we say E'ef Shel Tzamtzum when we try to be exacting. The Gemara tries to bring a different raya. Tashma, come and hail, bring a raya, maybe this kalem, from the measurements of the vessels in the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah says in Shema Yisrafei, Vasisu Shochan, you have to make a table. And the Torah gives exact measurements. Obviously, that they were precise, and they made exactly as the Torah said regarding its Amos, or Memidas Mizbeach, from the measurements of the altar of the Mizbeach. So you see that they could be exacting. So it's like, no, Shani Hasan, there it's different, because Drachmana Amma Ava, the Torah says, make it like this. But however you're able to make it, that's okay by Hashem. And maybe that they actually were not exactly precise. As the Pasuk in Devar Yom Aleph says, "Hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem alai hiskel." Everything is written from the hand of God on me, was given to understand. The workings of the structures of the Mizbeach, of the Beis HaMikdash, which David HaMelech said this Pasuk, which a simple understanding of this would be, is that However, I understand the La Hiskel, that's how I could do it, but I'm limited by human, and maybe that you're right, I can't do it exactly. But Rashi says not to have the Girsa, and that doesn't prove this point. But what the Gemara is answering is this idea that maybe the Torah says do, but you're limited, and maybe it wasn't exact, and maybe the Rabban hold that even by the Adam, it's Eif Shalit Samsa. So Rav Katina says, Tashem, let's bring a Rai from the following Braisa. The Braisa is discussing a case when a Tanner, an oven, became Tami. So says the Braisa, let's say Chilku Lishnayim. The halacha is that if one wants to purify an oven, you break it and totally destroy it, it doesn't have the tum anymore. But let's say Chilku Lishnayim, they split it, the oven into two, Vehin Shoven, and they're exact. Says the Braisa, Shneim Tameim, they're both going to be Tami. Why? Lefishi Eif Shalit Samsim, because he can't be precise. And that is, in each and every one of them, you could say that there's a majority in it. Meaning, if you really split it down in the middle, and it would be exactly, so neither one would have a majority. So it would be less than majority, and then there wouldn't be tummy. But here, you can't be precise. We don't know. It can't be exactly. One of them is going to have a little bit more, and that's going to be the one with the majority. Now, the halacha that said in Masechet Chulin Daf Kof Dal Amud Aleph, that an oven, whichever one has the majority left, is going to be still be tummy. So you see that even though this is being done by humans, it's being split by a person with the other, and we say still EF Shalit Samsim, you can't be exact, because if you'd be able to be exact, both would be tar. So Adam Rav Kandi says, no, Shani Kli Cheres, they're the oven, which is made out of earthenware, is different. Halvi Yesh Begumais, since there's protrusions, in other words, you're right, that's very different. Maybe humans usually could be precise, but an earthenware vessel, you can't split evenly. Rather, because when you break it, you have pieces, shards that are sticking out, which make these protrusions, and that happens all over the oven when you split it. So therefore, there, you're right, that because of these protrusions, you can't be exact. But maybe in general, the halacha would be that maybe the other you would be Eif Shalit Samsim, and therefore it wouldn't prove the point. So the Gemara says, Tashma, it's being arrived from Mishnah Masechta Saita. Mishnah says, Nimtza, if they find a dead person, Mechuvin bein shtei ayores, exactly between two cities. Now, what's important is that generally the halacha is that regarding the Egla Rufa, when they find a dead person somewhere on the roads, in inter-city highway, so the city that's closest has to bring the Egla Rufa, the decapitated calf. But let's say it was exactly, there's no city that's closer more than the other one. So, Shtein Mevias, Shtei Agolas, Divrei Rebbe Lezer says, both have to bring. There's going to be two calves that are going to be decapitated from those two cities. Now, Mike Timer, what's the reason? Isn't it because he's saying that since we're measuring by humans, it's possible to be exact and to measure exactly, and that they were precise, and actually that both of them are going to be exactly the same proximity to the dead person? Because we know, it's not like, oh, we don't know. No, we know. We're measuring exactly, and they are exactly the same distance. Now, moreover, it's because he holds the Kareva, when it says in the Pasuk, in Devarim Chavalov, when it says HaKareva Elachol, that the city is closest to the dead person, has to bring the Egla Rufa, although it says in the singular, it's Vafila Karevis. It means even, what's included is even the closest ones in the plural. Which sounds like that if there's two cities that's exactly equal in proximity to the dead person, both of them have to bring the Egla Rufa. Now, you obviously see that he's saying that in B'day Adam it's Eif Shalit Samsim, because if he would say, no, you can't be exact in human measurements, so then obviously then one of them is closer than the other one. So then why would he say that both have to bring a calf? You're right. So Eif Shalit Samsim, we don't know which one, because we're measuring and we can't be precise, and we're coming out that they're equal. But then the halacha should be, as the Gemara is going to say later on, let them both bring in partnership one calf. Then they'll stipulate, and one of the cities will tell the other one, look, if you're the closest city, then what's our monies is forgiven to you, and you should use it for the atonement for your city. If we're closer than you, then your portion should be ours, and it will atone for us. Why are they both bringing? Obviously, because you see, by B'day Adam, it's Eif Shalit Samsim. Says Gemara, no, it's not a raya, because Rabbi Eliezer, as you continue on top of Yitzchak Simon Aleph, Sovel the Kerbisa Glili. He also agrees with Glili of a Mishnah. Dama Eif Shalit Samsim B'day Shemaim, he says even when it happens by heaven, it could be precise. But Koshka B'day Adam, and for sure when it's being done by humans, that yes, they could be precise. But that doesn't answer our question. We were asking the Rabbanan, who holds by B'day Shemaim, it's Eif Shalit Samsim. Question was, B'day Adam, what would they hold? And therefore, that's not resolved from Rabbi Eliezer, who's like Kerbisa Glili. Says Gemara, Nimikir Tanoi. Let's say this question is a Machlekes Tanoi. Because we have the following brayso to continue on the same theme that says, Nimtza mechuvin min shtei ayaris, if you find this dead person exactly between two cities. So, says the Tanna Kamma, lo haya orphan, then they didn't decapitate any calf. Rabbi Yezraim, he says, as we quoted him before, shtei mevi shtei agolis, both of them bring two calves, meaning each one's bringing one. Now, says the Gemara, my labo kamifki, isn't this what they're disagreeing about? The Tanakama Savar Eshla Tsamsam. Tanakama holds, you can't be exact. So therefore, you wouldn't do any egg leg rufa, because each city could say, well, I'm not the closest, you're the closest. Obviously, one of us is, we're not both, because it's not precise. So, mechatesis, so therefore I don't have to bring. But Eliezer Savar Eshla Tsamsam, as we said before, but he holds, no, you could be precise. And therefore, when it says the closer one, it means that even the closest ones, and therefore both of them are going to have to bring. So isn't this the machlokes if you say Eshla Tsamsam with the other or not? Says going off a tisber, is that logical that you want to say that's the interpretation? Ik server tanakama yefshul tsamsim, if you're saying the tanakama holds that you can't be precise. So my lahoya arfim, then why didn't they decapitate? You're right. They wouldn't say like Rabbi Eliezer, they both have to bring, because not like they're both exactly, but yavi egla achas meshutvas viyasnu, but at least they should have to bring in partnership one calf and stipulate, like we said before. Why wouldn't they have to do that? One of them for sure is obligated. You're right, not both. And say, who said me? But there is a question regarding prohibitory law. Of course, you have to then mitzad asavik bring it. So both of you would stipulate and bring one. Why is the Tanakhama saying that none have to bring? Ella, rather, says the Gemara alone, lahani tanoi, these tanoim of the Bereis that we just quoted, the kuliyama efshlut samson. No, really, they all hold that, like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, which therefore is not answering our question. They all hold that in general, you could be precise. But v'hacha b'kreivu v'loy kreivus k'miflagi. Here the dispute is regarding this, that the pasuk says in the singular, the closer city, then, but does that mean they're not the closest cities? The Tanakhama saw, but the Tanakhama held kreivu v'loy kreivus. Yes, to the contrary, they hold it's exact. Therefore, none of them have to bring it, because only when you have one city that's closer, when you have two cities that are closer, then none of them have the obligation of kreivus. Actually, there's no arifin that's going to happen. No, he holds that no. When it says the closer city, it means even closest, and therefore both of them are going to have to bring. So the Gemara then says, okay, so Mahavala, so what's the conclusion? According to Rabbanan that we said in the Mishnah, they hold Eifshalat Samson by Bidei Shemaim. What do they hold Bidei Adam? Eifshalat Samson or not? So Amrav Chibarov and Amrav Amram, he says, Tan, we learn the Braisa. The Braisa says, Nimtzim Mechuvim Mechtei Ayaris, the same halacha. If you find a dead person exactly between two cities, so Rav Liazim, as we quoted before, he says, Shtei Mevir Shtei Eglis, we have from both them bringing the two calves, because again, he holds, you could be precise, and therefore, when it says the closer, it means even closest, so both have the obligation. But v'chachamam, the sages say, yeviu egla achas b'shutvas v'yasnu. You bring one calf, partnership in the two of them, and they stipulate to say, okay, if I'm closer, it's ours, yours closer, it's yours. Now, ma'iksav rabbanan, what rabban hold? Iksav rabban the efshlet samsam, if the rabban hold that you could be precise, v'kreva v'lekrevis, when it says closest, even the closest, and therefore they both have an obligation, so laisitarti. So then they should have to bring two, because you can't stipulate, because both of them are the same, they're both equal, and if they're equal, and it's efshlet samsam, and we're getting precise measurements, and kreva means even kreva, so both have their own individual obligation. Now, v'kreva v'lekrevis, and if they hold, no. That when it says closer, it means and not closest, then afilu chadil leilaisi. Then like the previous opinion from the previous braisa, then actually not even one should be brought. Because to the contrary, it is exact, and it has to be one that's closer than the other. And since both are the same close, there is no obligation on any one of them. Rather, we can infer from this, kesav rabbanan e efshlet samson. Because if you hold efshlet samson, like we said, either way is difficult. So it must be that they hold, no, you can't be precise. Therefore, you could go ahead and stipulate, because like we said, obviously one of them is closer than the other one. We just don't know which one. But therefore, since we're saying that you cannot be precise, and therefore that's what we're saying, it's one of them that's going to be obligated, since we don't know we're stipulating, so we see it's vafilu b'dei adam, even though we're talking about something that's by human measurements, we're saying you can't be precise, and therefore it's going to be one that's being stipulated between the two of them. Shema Mena, that answers our question that Rabban hold not only b'dei shemayim efshlet samson, but even b'dei adam, you can't be exact. It's not going to be precisely, like we said in the halacha of the Mishnah, not that both, although it looks like they're both, it's not one, it's not both coming out at the same time. So too, by humans measuring, although it seems like it's both cities that is exact, it's not really exact. We're limited in our ability to measure, and therefore it's going to be only one that's the closest, and since we don't know, therefore in the partnership together, they go ahead and buy it, and then they stipulate whichever one's the one that's going to have to be obligated is the one that it's coming from.